Blog Talk Radio.
The path of life can be so rocky. They look around, it's all so shocking. Lost things that see no hope. Trepidatious and abandoned. There is a way to show them.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, and today is the memorial of Saint Agnes, Virgin and Martyr, January 21st, 2023. Saint Agnes of Assisi, Gracious and loving God, you call us to be stewards of your abundance, the caretakers of all you have entrusted to us. Help us to always use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. Send the Holy Spirit to work through us, bringing your message to those we serve. Stewards of God's grace, have unlimited resources to manage on behalf of Jesus Christ. Like St. Paul and St. Stephen, when full of grace, we are in a better position to allocate its riches. God gives his children grace to dispense to needy hearts. Thomas Aquinas described the effect of receiving Holy Communion. He says, the Blessed Sacrament should inflame us with desire for our Lord and inflame our hearts with charity and make us godlike. The fervor of chastity is its actual effect. These are its effects unless we put up obstacles. One Holy Communion is enough to make us saints. Saint Maria Goretti received Holy Communion only 5 times in her entire life, and she became a saint. Why is it then that we do not become saints after so many Holy Communions? And Saint Thomas explains that Holy Communion benefits those who receive our Lord in the state of grace, more or less, according to the measure of their devotion. He explains why the effect of this sacrament is received according to the condition of the receiver. So our level of devotion, our reverence for and appreciation of the Most Blessed Sacrament will help or hinder the effects we get from our Holy Communions. If we were more reverent towards and grateful for the Most Blessed Sacrament, our Holy Communions would be more fruitful. Permit me, Divine Jesus, to come closer to you, that my whole soul may do homage to the greatness of your majesty, that my heart, with its tenderest affections, may acknowledge your divine, your infinite love. And so let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me to do your will. Oh my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
And today, the memorial of Saint Agnes, Virgin and Martyr. Reading 1. A tabernacle was constructed, the outer one, in which were the lampstand, the table, and the bread of offering. This is called the holy place. Behind the second veil was the tabernacle, called the Holy of Holies. The one Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is not belonging to this creation. He entered once for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of a heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled, so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works to worship the living God? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All you peoples, clap your hands to God with cries of gladness. For the Lord the Most High, the awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy. The Lord, amid trumpet blasts, sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, blare of trumpets for the Lord. For King of all the earth is God. Sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
Became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The the Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus came with his disciples into the house. And may he be invited into your house. Invite Jesus and Mary into your house and into your heart. And you will find that he will open up and free your mind. Saint Agnes of Assisi, born Caterina. Agnes was the younger sister of Saint Clare and her first follower. When Caterina left home 2 weeks after Clare's departure, their family attempted to bring her back by force. They tried to drag her out of the monastery, but her body suddenly became so heavy that several nights could not budge it. Her uncle tried to strike her, but was temporarily paralyzed. The knights then left Caterina and Clare in peace. St. Francis himself gave Clare's sister the name Agnes, because she was gentle, like a young lamb. Agnes matched her sister in devotion to prayer, and in willingness to endure the strict penances that characterized the poor lady's life at San Damiano. In 1221, a group of Benedictine Monticelli, near Florence, asked to become poor ladies. St. Clare sent Agnes to become abbot of that monastery. Agnes soon wrote a rather sad letter about how much she missed Clare and the other nuns at San Domenico. After establishing other monasteries of poor ladies in northern Italy, Agnes was recalled to San Domenico in 1253 as Clare lay dying. 3 months later, Agnes followed Clare in death and was canonized in 1753. Agnes was said to be very virtuous, and as Agnes, she ruled with a benevolent kindness, knowing how to make the practice of virtue appealing to her sisters. In 1253, Agnes returned to Assisi to nurse her sister Clare during the latter's illness, and shortly thereafter died herself on 16 November 1253. third Mississippi is the patron saint of television and computer screens. Believe it or not, as early followers of St. Francis, Clare founded the Order of Poor Ladies, which eventually became known as the Poor Clares. St. Agnes, you refuse to give up your faith. Help us to be proud of our faith, to love it, to be strong in it, and to give witness to it daily. St. Agnes, patron saint of children, watch over the children of the world. Keep them safe from harm. Be with them in their hour of need, and always pray for them. His anger was such that Agnes' father drew a weapon to use against his daughter, but he was seized with a violent pain in his arm, and the weapon dropped from his hand. Overcome with fear, he and the rest of the band fled from the scene. Agnes was overjoyed and returned to her sister, Claire. St. Francis then led the two maidens to the convent of St. Damien, where he gave the holy habit also to Agnes. St. Francis soon recognized the rich treasure of virtue hidden in this privileged soul. When a new covenant of Poor Clares was to be founded in Florence in 1221, St. Francis sent Agnes, despite her youth, to act as superior there. Later, he sent her also to several other cities in northern Italy to establish additional houses of the order. Wherever she went, she edified everyone by her holy life. Many devout young women renounced the world in order to consecrate themselves to God in monastic seclusion. Under her direction, she had the gift of infusing the Franciscan spirit into them, both by word and example. St. Agnes of Assisi was favored with many extraordinary graces by God. In the great fervor of her devotion, she was often raised above the earth. And once our Lord appeared to her in the form of an infant. And you will see her pictured with a little child. We'll get to that little child would be. Would be Jesus. From Holy Thursday until Holy Saturday, she was once so wrapped in the contemplation of the sufferings of Christ that she was under the impression she had spent an hour in this mystical state. When St. Clare of Assisi was about to die, she sent for Agnes to assist her in her final days. In her last moments, Claire addressed her sister in these words, "My beloved sister, it is the will of God that I go, but be comforted. You will soon come and rejoin me with our Lord." And 3 months later, Agnes followed her sister to eternity. It was on November 16, 1253. And the body of St. Agnes of Assisi rests in Assisi, in a side chapel of the Church of St. Clare. Numerous miracles occurred at her tomb, and Pope Benedict XIV canonized her. She now endeavored to imitate her saintly sister in everything, and devoted all her spare time to prayer and contemplation. She lived a very austere life, partaking only in bread and water, and wearing a coarse garb all her life. And she prayed, "Permit me, divine Jesus, to come closer to you, that my whole soul may do homage to the greatness of your majesty, that my heart with its tenderest affections may accomplish or may acknowledge your infinite love. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these great saints. Saint Agnes of Assisi, pray for us. And Saint Clair. And they together. What a great glory it is to their parents. And how grand it is when children receive the faith handed down from their parents. That's what is, and how great that is. And that's what a family should be. The practice of our holy faith, our family becomes a church in itself within that home. The family that prays together stays together. Good it is, how great it is when children follow through and grow in the holy faith as a result of the influence and the example set by the parents. That's the way the God calls, that's what he wants. That's the way he wills. So we pray for America, pray for our families, we pray for our holy church, we pray for Pope Francis and all the bishops and clergy. We pray for them. We pray for them. We pray for our families. And thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts you have given us. We are well blessed. We are well blessed. So I encourage you to make the Mass the center of your life and to pray the Rosary. And to live our life in such a way that we reverence and honor the Lord, who is the King of Kings. We'll be right back. though retired into the remote parts of a desert, St. Anthony of the Desert, often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devil. They would appear to him under 1,000 frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence, and to put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me, Satan fears prayer and humility and the love of Jesus Christ. The mere sign of the cross suffices to banish him." And St. Patrick and his companions appealed through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison, dumping out the poison. St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted, and so the sign of the cross, that is a prayer in itself, but it should, it's as an exterior, it should reflect what's interior. And so may we be and so empowered by this great sign of our faith. So as we opened, let us close. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And so may today be a great blessing. And thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts you've given us this very day. Good day.